O stand for, oh my God, it's early. Speaking of early.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed. They've given it everything on the global bucket. Here comes Diggins. Here comes Diggins.
Diggins making the play around Sweden.
Yes.
Jesse Diggins.
Yes.
To the line.
Yes.
And it is
yes.
Jesse Diggins.
Goal.
Delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history.
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show, here on The Roar.
Davos winning the Tigers among the six that wrap up ACC Media Day. President Trump signs an executive order to help out college athletics. North Carolina playing footsie with the SEC. And Hulk Hogan passes at the age of 71. A busy Friday show, so let's go. Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Friday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Friday, July 25th, 2025. Hope all is well. A busy show today. Four guests today. Scott Reimer is going to join us at 6:45, talk some Clemson football 1985 to 1995, and we'll find out where Scott is. That'll be a lot of fun. Josh Williams is going to talk some college football with us 7:25 this morning. 7:45, we'll get our ReedyLandCo.com's hunting and fishing report. And in the 8 o'clock hour, Roy Philpott, ESPN play-by-play voice, will join us. We'll be a busy one there. You can talk some ACC Media Days, some quotes yesterday. You can talk about get you set up for the Major League Baseball weekend, the PGA Tour weekend. We are going to get into the business side of sports with Christian Wilkins in a surprising move, being released by the Raiders and a dispute about a surgery. We'll get into the business news of college athletics and the news that Eli Drinkwitz is signed now through 2029 with Missouri. We'll get into the health side of it. Matter of fact, I'll ask Dr. Martin about this on Monday. Bill Self receiving a couple of stents to keep him, hit that ticker going, and we'll talk about that a little bit. And try to get our hands around this executive order that was signed by the president yesterday to try to help college athletics. And then review a little bit of the very distinguished career of Hulk Hogan, passed away at the age of 71. We've got all that to do and so much more. The guy that will guide us through it, the producer of this and the producer of so many and the host of so many shows, Mr. Sam Jones. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm all right. All right. Busy day for a Friday in July.
Yeah.
Really, it was a busy day yesterday, news-wise.
News.
A lot of stuff getting thrown around yesterday. You got a pretty easy run of show with all of that today.
Yeah, it's two straight days we've had, like, news.
We have had news.
And I want to get into my promo that I cut for yesterday. I'll tell you about that in a second. By the way, what are we going to do for segment two?
Segment two, you named a couple things I want to talk about. First, I feel like we have to talk about the North Carolina SEC flirtation.
Yeah, footsie.
I can't say I saw that one coming this quickly, but, I mean, you know, with the fact that Clemson and Florida State have kind of been the focus of the ACC lawsuit and all that, and now North Carolina just kind of hiding in the weeds. And then when all of it gets settled, dealt with, here comes North Carolina trying to get to the SEC. Would they take him? Would they not? We'll talk about it.
Talk about it. Can't wait. Going to do that. Lando is here. The land man. Good morning, Landon. How you doing, buddy? Everything good with you?
Doing pretty good.
Good. The Red Sox, by the way, Sam, sorry about the Guardians yesterday. Orioles 4-3 of the Guardians. What happened to the Orioles? weren't they like that fast up and coming? They had all these young players, and now this is going to be the team of the next 5 years in baseball. And
no pitching.
45 and 57.
No pitching. Fired their manager, too. Just nothing good going on there.
You're back to 500, 51 and 51. No Red Sox last night. Blue Jays, by the way, beat the Tigers 11-4. Cardinals 9-7 of the Padres. The A's beat the Astros 5-2, and the Mariners double up Angels 4-2. Quickly, before I get to check in with the landman over here, the Red Sox host the Dodgers. That's the big series this weekend, big television series this weekend. Braves go to the Rangers. I've been to that stadium before. Pretty cool place. So looking forward to that. And the Yankees host the Phillies. That's another big television draw for the weekend. Anyway, Landon, did you have a good day yesterday?
I did. Had a pretty good weekend. Good. A lot of errands, but hey, we got them done. Now we're ready to roll.
Ready for the weekend. Should be a lot of fun there for sure. Yesterday, I cut the promo. I wanted to be clear about this. When we're going to do the win game yesterday. If you missed yesterday's show or the segment, the two segments since we did 10 win games. And oh, by the way, today we'll do Clemson, North Carolina, NC State, Boston College, Virginia Tech, and Duke. I don't know when we're going to do them. We're going to sneak them in, but we're going to do them. With that said, I thought I was going to just shock the world and predict that Georgia Tech's going to go 11-1, beat Georgia, go to the college football playoffs. Then you two monkeys come back with the same kind of take. Samson's 10-2. Landon says 11-1. I go cut a promo, and I cut it yesterday saying that Friday show's all going to be about all the Georgia fans calling stuff, giving us a hard time about that. I turn on my Twitter, look it up, and like some college football or CFB home or whatever says, prediction, Georgia Tech 11-1, going to college football playoff, beating Georgia. I'm like, oh my gosh, man, I thought I had something. Doesn't that stink like you think you've got something? I'm really going to shock the world. And everybody's saying it now about Georgia Tech.
I think Georgia Tech is the trendy. I don't even know if it's trendy. I mean, they're trendy to win, but like they're just good. I think people realize they're good and it's an upward trajectory.
And the schedule is manageable. Yeah,
the schedule's manageable. The conference is manageable. I think
sometimes we do this, though, where we get them a year early. Like we think it's going to be that. Sometimes, might be a year late. That might have been a great season last year.
If it's not this year with Haynes King and Jamal Haynes and all the talent that they have on that team, realistically, they're not going to get much better at quarterback than this. They're not going to get a much better running back than that. They're going to be pretty hard to stop on the ground, especially, and that sets everything else up for them. And defensively, they should be fine. Like, if it's not this year where they're really solid, it's probably going to take a minute. They line up to be a really good team this year. They just have everything you would want to be a good team.
Yeah. Going to look forward to hearing what Georgia fans have to say about it. I welcome that. It is not a troll, though, by the way.
Another good team. I think Georgia's going to be really good.
I do, too. And I think Georgia's going to the college football playoffs. But with that said, it's interesting. I want to hear from what Georgia fans will have to say about that. Yesterday, Dabo, did anything Peter Woods said, T.J. Parker said, Antonio Williams, Kate Klubnik went over the whole very cool thing about Dabo sitting him down and saying he believed in him. I thought that was kind of cool. Anything else you get from the Clemson contingent from the ACC Media Days, you guys, yesterday?
Credit to Faxon and Kwok did an excellent job, as they always do, with Antonio Williams and Peewoo and TJ and Cade. You can go listen to that on our website, on our app, yesterday. They're on Faxon Sports. That's recorded and taped, and they're on there. They did a great job there. I feel like I heard everything I needed to hear. These guys are very motivated this year. They are very calm, I would say, about this season. They've learned what they need to be better at. They've learned that they're really good and that they've got the coaches around them that are going to help them reach that next level. I thought it was really good listening to Peter Woods. He impressed me a lot, and I like how Peter Woods is very blunt about it. He's like, yeah, I'm better than everybody, but I have to reach another level to be better than the people outworking me. And he said, I've got all the God-given ability, and I've got all the natural talent in the world, and everyone's always told me that. I don't need to be told that, but he's like, it's reaching that next level and falling in love with the gritty, ugly part of football, the training days, the injuries, the film work. He said, that is what separates somebody with all the God-given talent from somebody who's really a truly good football player. And he said, over the last couple of years, I've learned that. I've learned to love that even more, and you have to if you're going to be really good. So I thought his perspective was awesome. And then Cade as well. I just think Cade's grown a ton in the last couple of years. He's really honest. It's refreshing to hear from a quarterback. And I think it's good that he still remembers how people thought about him a couple years ago and going into last year, and that there weren't that many people on his side after his sophomore campaign. So he uses that kind of as a chip on his shoulder, and now everyone is on his side, it appears here. So really refreshing and good to hear from all of them. And again, you can find all of that on our app and on our website.
The Peter Woods thing struck me as well. I don't know of a single elite athlete that didn't have an elite mind. I'm sure there is examples of it. The great movie Miracle, the 1980 Olympic hockey team, where Herb Brooks tells his guys, you don't have enough talent to win on talent alone. Like, I don't know. I think of the best of the best. I think of Jerry Rice. And you hear about his work ethic. Like, that's what separated him. Muhammad Ali, Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods. You know, the elite of the elite, the Derek Jeters. The elite of the elite, Tom Brady's. It's their work ethic. It is their mind that separated them. I don't know of any of those guys that were physically the most talented. I mean, you think Tom Brady was physically the most talented quarterback in NFL history? You think Jerry Rice was physically the most talented wide receiver? This just didn't happen. What happened, though, was it was their minds that separated them. Ali was not physically the most talented boxer ever. It was the minds that separated them. And I don't know, you know, Gretzky maybe, I don't know about Gretzky's work ethic. I'm sure it was fantastic. But maybe it was all God-given ability to him. Now, you got to have to a certain level that God-given ability to be able to do that. But almost every elite athlete I can think of, it's their mind that separates them. Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
You know, this work ethic that Deion had as an athlete.
That's why I appreciated the candor, honestly, where he straight up said, yeah, you know, in high school and early on, you know, you can get by just by being physically way stronger and better than everyone. And he's like, I know that. I know that I was, and I know that I was capable of that, but you get to this point, you can still do. He's like, you can still do a lot with the God-given traits and the genetics. But at the end of the day, if you don't love every other thing about what you're doing, all the stuff that sucks that we don't see, you get to play 16 games max a season. You got to love every other 349 days, and that was the main takeaway I took from that. And I thought it was a pretty frank, but also refreshing to hear from him about that. I'm very excited about that D line. They're going to be really, really good.
Hope so. Nico made news yesterday. Did y'all see Nico? See his comments?
I did not. I missed this.
Nico told a little fib yesterday. Nico said the decision to leave the Volunteers was, quote, one of the hardest decisions I've ever had to make. And I'm not sure he had a decision to make.
I'm sure that ended up being his decision at the
end. Right. But then Nico says, quote, my driving factor to come back home was my family, and I hope every Tennessee fan understands that. It was a lot of drama, but, man, I'm excited to be at UCLA. I'm like, no, that's not what happened. It was not your driving factor. It was not close to be close to your family. It's not close. No, you wanted more money. You held out. He said that there are false reports about what happened to him at Tennessee. So, basically, and those reports are coming from what the staff, Josh Heupel, guy said. I'm trusting Heupel on this one.
Multiple news outlets reported this, that he wanted a raise, didn't end up getting it, and then didn't end up getting it at UCLA either, really. So,
and even other coaches were saying that he was doing it.
Yeah. Like,
you had Lanning coming in saying, hey, he tried calling us and getting us to give him money.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And he's not going to go up there and say, yeah, you know, I was leaving for more money. He's going to go up there and he's going to give you the good quarterback. Yeah, he's going to give you the media-trained QB PR answer, and that's what he should absolutely do, but
I don't know. It'd have been refreshing to hear the truth. Saying, yeah, man, I kind of messed up, but thank goodness I got a landing spot at UCLA.
He can't say he messed up because then he's going to have to say, but then he's acknowledging that he shouldn't be at UCLA.
And he can get away with that if he didn't, you know, openly admit that he's holding out. That, and holding out never means for family in any sense.
Right. There's a lot going on there. Yeah,
a lot. A heck of a lot
going
on.
It's in Tennessee's past, though. I mean, they don't have to worry about it anymore.
And it'll be interesting to see how that is met for sure. Other thing, the Christian Wilkins thing was interesting. Wilkins, on the foot injury, first year of $110 million contract, $57 million guaranteed. He didn't want to have surgery. The Raiders wanted him to have surgery. There was a dispute. They cut him. They released him.
Five games into a $110 million contract. Folks, stop signing these super expensive free agents.
With that said,
it just doesn't, for one reason or another, it never seems to work.
With that said, too, how about the fact that they're paying him $57 million to not play for him. Like, I don't know, man. Work the thing out. Like, half of it you got to pay, and he's not going to play another down for you.
I got to imagine that this is a very, very bad relationship between these two parties if they are willing to straight up cut bait and pay that out. And they voided $35 million of those guarantees,
right,
which is going to be a debacle for the next 6 months with the NFLPA, which doesn't really exist right now because everyone's getting fired or resigning. So that relationship had to be beyond in the toilet for that to even happen. There have been a lot of bad Raiders signings. That pretty much jumps to number one just off that.
I agree.
Five games.
Yeah, totally agree. And finally, we'll get to what the executive order and what it could mean, what it could not mean, or what it might not mean. We'll talk about what the president trying to help out and clarify some things as far as the NCAAs goes. We got a lot to do there. Hey, my great friends at Tiger Sports Shop, tigersports.com. At some point in time here between now and August the 30th, I will go to Tiger Sports and I'll get caught up and I'll get the latest, greatest, and get the best in materials and the best in their collections. And Tiger Sports will once again kind of get me ready for the season. As I'm on the site right now, I can tell you the great news on the countdown clock: 35 days, 18 hours, 37 or 38 minutes and 56 seconds. That is Clemson LSU 50th anniversary, Nike, Lululemon, all the Tiger Sports collections, everything you're looking for, all the hats, all the shirts, all of the Tiger apparel, all of the gift items out there. Go by and see our great friends over at Tiger Sports, tigersports.com. Fantastic looking stuff is going to get you ready for the upcoming Clemson football season. Short breaks, segment two with Sam Jones right after this.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Share a box or two at your business meeting, at church, or with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
If you think Taco Bell is only for late night, you are mistaken. Taco Bell's also for daytime, which is why it's introducing the new Cantina Chicken menu. With new Cantina Chicken tacos, burrito, and quesadilla. And new ingredients like seasoned slow-roasted chicken, freshly prepared pico de gallo, shredded purple cabbage, and even a new avocado verde salsa packet. It's the Taco Bell for when it's not late night.
Whoa, not just late night. Try the new Cantina Chicken menu now. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations while supplies last. Contact store for participation with fares.
Coach Dabo Swinney here from the Clemson Tigers. Just like high schools across the upstate, Clemson fans love football. But one thing I love more than football is my family. That's why we talk to our 3 children about alcohol and other drugs. Alcohol is the leading cause of death among youth. But the truth is, most upstate youth aren't drinking or using drugs. Remind your teenagers that most teens choose to be healthy and drug-free. Talk to your teens about drugs and alcohol. They will listen. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
Poor indoor air quality can significantly decrease your quality of life through experiencing sinus infections, allergies, respiratory issues, and headaches. An easy-to-install device called UV PhotoMax uses purifying blue light to zap bacteria, mold, and viruses before they enter your home's air vents. Purify the air your family breathes and help protect them from mold, bacteria, and viruses with the UV PhotoMax from Estes Heating and Air. Serving Oconee, Pickens, Greenville, and surrounding areas. Visit ESTESHeatingAir.com today for more information.
Parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or a fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680.
Contractors, we know what it takes to build something great. Long days, hard work, and the right materials. At Harbin Lumber Company, we're here to make sure you've got everything you need to get the job done. Since 1917, we've been your trusted partner in building dreams, from framing lumber to finished materials. When you work with Harbin, you're not just getting quality supplies, you're getting a team that's got your back. Visit one of our local lumber yards today, and let's build dreams together.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
105.5 and 97.5, we are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Western Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl
right now in these trucks getting out on these project sites. Right now are a lot, awful lot of people in construction, and an awful lot of people who I used to think the first hour, man, like, people just kind of get going a little bit. These guys and women, they've been out. They've been doing it for an hour already. They're going to be on these job sites from the crack of dawn. So they're out there getting it done. And you're going to see a lot of trail trucks. In my neighborhood right now, I've got a couple of trail trucks that are going around. And it's nice to see. And so that's really cool. Anytime you see that, that means a good thing's happening. The better building experience, it works. And don't take my word for it. Take what other people say. Sam, I'll let you do this. Pick one of these: commercial, faith-based, industrial, multifamily, healthcare, education, municipalities, adaptive reuse, nonprofit. Give me something here.
Commercial.
So from a commercial standpoint, the buildings they have built, you look all over the upstate of South Carolina, and these awesome buildings like Camperdown Office Building 1 where the Greenville News is, Clemson Eye, Edwards Ford. You're looking at the First Citizens Bank, a bunch of those First Citizens banks, JC Sports, the Kiwi Clubhouse, like all around the upstate, Seneca Marina, Sherwin-Williams built stuff, those good folks, Walgreens, they do all this stuff, and they do it at an unbelievable success rate. Richard Hubble of the Cliffs said, being open and honest without concern for reprisal or reprimand is the most productive means for managing a project. It's much better to have everyone involved working on any issues that come up. With Trail, I feel like they always had the most qualified and professional site superintendents, project managers, and estimators on my projects. There's no question that we're all on the same page with the same goals. It works. The better building process, the better building experience works when it comes to their pre-construction, construction, and post-construction services. Find out why they exceed your expectations at Trail. 800-319-7006-TREHEO.com. Segment two of Mr. Sam Jones.
North Carolina wants to join the SEC. This is, I guess, interesting for a variety of reasons. One, the focus has been on Clemson and Florida State, I think, pretty much the entirety of the ACC litigation debate. And the focus kind of still remains on them because now we have the precise buyout numbers and we kind of know when both of those schools are likely to be up and out of here in the ACC. But North Carolina presents another interesting case where really, obviously, great elite basketball school, money-wise right now. They're not great right now, basketball-wise, but money-wise and historically, obviously, beyond elite. And not a great football school, which is what the SEC cares more about, obviously. Although, they did just have the greatest season of all time, arguably, for a conference in basketball. So, Mickey, I ask you, and Landon, I ask you, what is the case for North Carolina pitching to the SEC why they should be added to their conference, assuming the SEC already has its eyes on a Clemson or a Florida State if they were to expand?
Number one, television market.
Yes.
That because of, and there's still, now this is nowhere near the factor it was 10, 15 years ago, but it is a factor now. The SEC network with the cable subscription rights, you go into a whole new state and the SEC network gets so many dollars or so many cents, whatever it is, per subscriber in a brand new market. Florida State does not offer that because Florida already has that in the state of Florida. Clemson does not offer that because South Carolina already has it in the state of South Carolina. It is a new market to them. This is not the determining factor anymore. I still think about matchups and all that, but that is one thing. The other thing is I think from a potential standpoint in football, I think that North Carolina has tons of potential. They don't always live up to it. But there was times in my life where North Carolina was a top five football team and top five football program. That now that's not the case right now, but that kind of does that. Their brand, the Jordan brand, a big fan base, a national fan base, and don't forget now basketball is still about 15 to 20% of the issue here, and they have that, and the SEC is trying to become dominant as far as all that goes. So you know, a little bit of television market, a little bit of their potential. Still think North Carolina's based upon potential there. And again, that basketball aspect of it. I think all three of those yield pretty good. But I'll tell you, I think North Carolina, I've always heard this, North Carolina and Clemson would be a better partnership for the SEC than Florida State and Clemson. Mm-hmm. Florida State feels like a little more of a Big Ten deal there. But North Carolina also has a great academic reputation and would be sought after by the Big Ten. And so they, because of their academic status, but that would be a I don't feel like that there will be – I think if you're looking at both conferences, Big Ten and SEC, that North Carolina probably has more appeal to both, whereas a Clemson or Florida State might have an appeal more appeal to one, if that makes sense.
I look at North Carolina, and I see a lot of the same green flags for a conference as you do. Regionally, it also works for the SEC because you – obviously, this isn't too big of a deal anymore, but you want to keep teams in the same conference – somewhat close to each other if you can. At least we do as fans. And North Carolina is close enough that they are still a pretty southern team, all things considered. I have wanted, and I still want, for basketball purposes, the ACC and Big East to merge. I wish they would do that. I think it would be an excellent partnership for both conferences. It will never happen. I know it's a pipe dream. But the idea of putting North Carolina and Duke and the Clemsons and Florida State, all of these teams in basketball that are up and down, but for Duke and North Carolina, money's going to keep them up. With the Big East, where you have the St. John's now with Patino there, and you have consistency with UConn and Creighton and Marquette and Villanova, and that's what I would want. But that leaves football as a question.
Yeah.
The question, I guess, for me is, if you are the SEC, Mickey, how much are you willing to expand? Are you willing to go with the 4-plus team model that the Big Ten took on when they brought in Oregon and UCLA and USC and UW? Or do you think censor the SEC and you have this reputation already is the best conference in football? You're better off just maybe waiting out a Clemson if you can and North Carolina and maybe and then cutting it? Or yeah. Would you just leave it where you're at?
Well, a couple things here. The disadvantage of adding is that you're cutting your pie into more pieces. And that's going to be hard to tell people that. But there's really two ways to look at this. The way that I choose to look at it is that what you're trying to do is, because it's not markets anymore. Charlotte's a big market. Raleigh-Durham's a big market. Those are two top 30 markets probably, top 50 markets at least. So you get both those. But that's not the most important thing now. To me, and maybe I'm 100% wrong, but I don't think I am. To me, it's about matchups and potential matchups. And so one of the reasons why Oklahoma and Texas are appealing, not just now, those are two states that did get the new markets as far as their network, the SEC network is concerned. But the main thing is you're trying to compete with the Big Ten. The second part of it is fear of missing out. I don't think you should ever do anything because of the fear of missing out. However, I've mentioned this many times, is that there's been a lot of people who are playing the game of Monopoly who say, you know, I don't have any plans. I've got Boardwalk and Park Place. I don't have any plans to buy Pennsylvania Avenue in Monopoly. But then I know I look across the way over there, and I'm seeing beady-eyed Sam Jones put his beady little eyes on Pennsylvania Avenue and go, you know what, man, like I kind of want that property now. There's been a lot of real estate people who said, we are in a hold mode right now. And then a great piece of real estate comes up, and they go, you know what, man, we're going to go ahead and buy that because we don't want anybody else to have it. So I do think there is that fact that I think the SEC would mess up if they allowed the Big Ten to come down, take Florida State, Clemson, North Carolina, and NC State, and get more into the South. You know, they already recruit the state of Florida well, but they get more of a stranglehold. You're on more of our television sets here, more of our newspapers, more of our websites. Like, I don't know if you want the Big Ten coming down into invading your part of the country. Yeah. Get a Georgia Tech. Get in the state of Georgia a little bit. With that said, I still think, though, like the reason Oklahoma and Texas are attractive is because you're not getting Oklahoma and Texas. What you're getting is Texas versus Alabama, Texas versus Georgia, Oklahoma versus Florida, Oklahoma versus Tennessee. Those matchups. So, to me, what you've got to decide is, if you're the Big Ten or the SEC, do you want Clemson versus Oregon, Clemson versus Michigan, Clemson versus Ohio State, Clemson versus Penn State, or do you want Florida State versus Alabama, Florida State versus Texas, Florida State? I mean, those are the ones, because we're all after those $4 million viewer games. And the potential inventory of those college football games, I think, is the single most important factor through all this.
Well, you know, you talk about all that, and on top of that, you're correct in bringing up, like, Georgia Tech. There are other dominoes that will fall in the ACC when the big dominoes do. Someone's going to want Georgia Tech for 50 different reasons. Academically, that's going to be number one, I would almost say, for them. Football, they're on the track forward.
But here's my question then. I get the academic part because everybody wants to pretend like it's academics now. With that being said,
it's a good PR look.
All right, with that being said, you're the commissioner of the Big Ten. Or you're the commissioner of the SEC. I'll give you the Big Ten first. All right. Oregon versus Georgia Tech, North Carolina, Florida State, or Clemson. Ohio State versus, which one do you want?
I'm taking Clemson, but I'm saying once those dominoes fall,
okay,
once we have a little bit more clarity on where Clemson, Florida State, and I guess North Carolina here jumps into play and where they end up, because they're not going to stick around in a dying ACC more than likely. It's just not going to happen.
Right.
Then you go down to those next, and then you go down to Louisville.
Yeah.
And you look at Georgia Tech, and you look at a couple other schools, and you say, well,
Miami.
Who's going to want Miami? Who's going to want all of them? There is a lot of value in those schools because there's history there in multiple sports. In Miami's case, it's a hotbed for recruiting, and there's a ton of money involved. So there's going to be value there, and it's going to be the Big Ten and the SEC competing here. The Big Ten clearly doesn't care about being a countrywide conference at this point. So they're going to go after anybody they can get if it helps them out. I'm interested to see how the SEC takes this and how they jump on it.
See, the reason I have that stance about the inventory, I think that Fox and CBS and NBC are calling an awful lot of shots in the Big Ten. And if you're Fox, don't get me wrong. I mean, you love having the Big Ten. But we're not talking about Northwestern and Illinois. We're not talking about Purdue versus Iowa. What we're talking about here is they like it because they get Southern Cal and Michigan. They get Oregon and Ohio State. You know, they get Penn State and Nebraska. Like that, those are the matchups. So in moving forward, what do you want? If you're Fox, if you're CBS, if you're NBC, and you got these big contracts with the Big Ten, don't you want Florida State and Oregon? Don't you want Florida State and Penn State?
You want Clemson, Ohio State?
Don't you want Clemson and Michigan and Clemson, Ohio State? Like, those are the games you want. Those are the games you're paying for. Those are the ones that you put on when you got the Masked Singer on a Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. You're running a promo for Illinois and Northwestern. You're running a promo for Clemson and Oregon. You know, like, that's the one you're looking at, man. That's what you got to have. That's the differentiating factor. There's a lot of Jags. A lot of Jag properties, and you know, they add some value, but not like that. Not like the one, because in the end, you're competing against ESPN, and who's going to, you feel better about your product if you're going to put up Ohio State versus Florida State up against Alabama and Texas? Like, you got to have something to fight back with. You got to have an inventory to fight back with, and that's what they're all trying to get now, in my opinion.
I feel like, for me, it's looking at, I think Florida State and Clemson kind of fit in the SEC a little bit better than North Carolina does, just because, like, of the mold of the teams, right? Like, you have football is the focus for Florida State and Clemson, but they also have basketball, which is kind of building up a little bit. Same with baseball. They're starting to build up, same as the SEC. I feel like North Carolina matches the Big Ten much better than they do the SEC because football's not really the focus. And I feel like for the Big Ten, they have a lot of other sports like lacrosse and field hockey. Those are really, really good in for North Carolina. And I think it could maybe even bring some more attention, maybe not from us. Like that, those sports don't really matter down here. And then also basketball, too. I feel like just it matches and it seems to fit and it kind of boosts up the Big Ten a little bit in those aspects. Kind of brings more attention to basketball because they're trying to make that a little bit better. Same with baseball. And then like those other sports, that I mean, it just kind of matches a little bit better because I feel like if you try to throw North Carolina football, yeah, not really the focus. A lot of the money doesn't go to that. It won't really make sense to me in the SEC. I feel like that's one where North Carolina's maybe got to try to find their way into the Big Ten.
I have been told, and now all this is changing, and it's changing fast. I have been told that in a partnership deal, the what North Carolina brings to the table, because Clemson does not want – first of all, I've been told that the SEC feels like Clemson is their biggest match. But Clemson does not bring the dollar – to the table because of the SEC network already being a state of South Carolina. All right. With that said, North Carolina would, and they would offset that cost that North Carolina is Clemson's partner. And because Clemson and Florida State bring nothing to that aspect of the bringing extra revenue in. So it's North Carolina, Clemson to the SEC and Florida State and Miami or Georgia Tech or NC State or Virginia, you know, or whatever, Virginia Tech, whatever, to the Big Ten.
I mean, that's the key here. You look at the Big Ten, you're at – Big Ten adds any of these schools, they're adding a new region or a new state one way or another.
Right.
The SEC has to pick and choose because they have all of them already accounted
for. And all
for.
Those are important. And one thing, that, like the size of the markets, like we were sold at Billy Goods. Oh, Boston, you get the Boston market. Well, people in Boston don't watch Boston College football.
They don't care.
Sorry, they don't care. So that kind of goes away.
They care
the
about
television
the
thing, the those subscribers kind of do, but people are cutting cords. That doesn't matter. Again, I think it's all about inventory. And you got to ask yourself, if you're the SEC and I need one, I need, you know, if you get, let's say if you get Clemson, if you're the SEC, you don't get this Clemson. You get Clemson versus Alabama, Clemson versus Georgia, Clemson versus Texas, Clemson versus Oklahoma, Clemson versus Florida, Clemson versus Tennessee. You get about 8 or 10 really big inventory games added to your inventory list.
I will say on pure culture, Landon, I do think North Carolina is a more Big Ten fit just because of the basketball focus there. I think it fits the Big Ten a little bit more. I think
than the best conference in basketball right now, the Southeastern Conference?
I think for whatever reason it does to me. I don't know why. I think the SEC is still going to prioritize. If we're just going off of sports that feel like they fit, they're not going to necessarily prioritize that. They have put more focus into it because of the ridiculous amount of money they have. But culturally, to me, I think North Carolina fits the Big Ten a little bit more. Doesn't mean it's going to matter. Doesn't mean they're going to do anything with it. And doesn't mean it ends up being a good fit. But I just think in that area, it might. But that's
not
what's going to end up.
They already play a lot of those teams.
Yeah, and that's not going to be what ends up mattering, like we've both said here. So we'll see.
The basketball matchups look better than the football matchup, in my opinion. Like, what you're saying, like,
Hey, by the way.
North Carolina versus Alabama does not seem very exciting.
By the way, this is coming from a Tar Heel fan over here. Short break. We'll come back. Scott Reimer is going to join us talking some Clemson football history right after this.
Hello, Medicare recipients and Roar listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. This time of year, most of us are trying to work in vacation, lamenting about our Braves, and anticipating a huge college year out of the Tigers, Gamecocks, and Dawgs. The last thing we want to think about is Medicare, and I get it. I will encourage you, however, to find at least a few minutes to think about your health care situation. For instance, if you already have Medicare, do you know if you have the best plan for your individual needs? If Medicare is just around the bend for you as a turning 65 person or through disability, are you up on your responsibilities here? Do you have a good agent or any agent at all? If you see yourself in any of these scenarios, please give us a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. And remember, all of my services come at no cost to you. And have a great summer.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Hey, hon, what's a Vermeer?
Really? Come on, everybody knows that. Vermeer builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing how underground utility construction is done from right here in Greenville. Soft dig trenchless innovation that can expose underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods.
Whoa, you're smart.
Yep. Everybody knows that, too.
Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about.
It's bow time. When you combine the bold taste of a Bojangles Chicken Supreme with dill pickles, Carolina Gold barbecue sauce, and a toasted bun that's great on the go, you get Bo's Bird Dog. In fact, you can grab two of them for $5. Available for a limited time only. It's bow time.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
The Mickey Filer Show. Experience and a name you can trust. Or whatever else those news anchor promos use. On 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar, where every day is game day.
Linda, check this out. This is Carolina Flooring Specialists. This their page. Let me show you some of his residential garage floors. Look at that, man. Looks good, doesn't it? Like clean, man, and nice. They do basement flooring as well, and for all your garage stuff. Look at these garages, man. Yeah, man, that looks good, right? Love it, man. Absolutely love it. Our garage floor looks amazing. They move everything out, move everything back in, and it's going to look awesome. Stain-free, easy to clean, pet-friendly, very affordable. That's going to surprise you with that. So with a lifetime warranty on the end of it, they come into your home. You're going to love the garage floor. Call Tim Worley today, 404-8158, 404-8158. You're going to love our great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists, the garage flooring specialists, the most experienced ones since 1999. Go with the best in the business. Go with your garage floor specialist, CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com. Mr. Tiger pregame show. I have no idea where you are today. I can't wait to find out. Where in the world are you, buddy? Uh-oh.
Hey, happy Solid Orange Friday, Mickey Pollard. It's great to – it sounds like talking season has started
yes.
down there.
I
press conferences yesterday, and so I enjoyed that first segment and hearing a little bit about our Clemson guys and what they were saying and Dabo and all that. We are – the former Mrs. Tiger pregame and I are – in Lake George, New York, here in the Adirondacks of New York. This is actually our final day here. This is a moving day for us. We got about 300 miles ahead of us, and that's a pretty good little push for us. So, we'll be at it hard today. We will actually, though, for the first time since, I have to go back and look at the date, it was in June, we'll be within the city limits, within shouting distance, if you will, of major college football, because we'll have to go through Syracuse, New York on our way to Buffalo, and then Niagara Falls is the destination today.
I am looking now, man. This place is beautiful.
Yes.
Lake George, I had no clue.
The
upstate, this is beautiful.
New York, people don't, and I didn't, again, I'm learning as I go. I mean, when you think of New York, you think of obviously New York City and maybe Syracuse, because you've been there, I think, for a football game. That might be pretty much the extent. But upstate New York is amazing, and it is so far removed from what your image of New York is. You're in the middle of nowhere up here, and it is a very beautiful area.
Beautiful, beautiful for sure. How are you finding like the camping? Is this because you got a bunch of campers there. Like, is it easy? Are they hospitable? Is this a hard deal? Is it an easy deal? What do you find out about it?
Well, it is a lot of learning for us, because we didn't know anything about anything. I mean, I'd never owned an RV, never pulled one, never tried to back one up. When things, it's a moving house, so you can't go down the road and, at 60 miles an hour and not expect to have to do a couple of repairs here and there. So people are great. I think camping community is a great community. We're not really into that. I wouldn't say we're loners, Mick, but we kind of keep to ourselves a little bit. I'm not out there trying to make friends. I'm out there to see America, and, I got enough friends. I'm ready to see the sights kind of thing, and
I like
kind of the same way. But, we ran into a big Tennessee fan this week, and so it's kind of neat when you get back to reality, and you talk a little football with somebody that because up here it's just been so rare. People just don't even recognize DePaul or Clemson or anything like that. I mean, it's just a different world.
All right, tell me now, we got three football players. This is the 85 to 95 era. Can't wait to hear these three and reminisce a little bit with
you. Yes, looking forward to this as we kind of pass. I know talking season started, and we'll start talking college football, Clemson football, me and you on Fridays. But until we get a little closer, let's talk a little football. I got three for you. Remember, last week I said not always are these the best players, but they're my favorite. Yeah. And some of them are really good. And I'm going to start with a guy that came to Clemson in 85, Donnell Wolford. And a couple of crazy things about Donnell is no opposing wide receiver had more than two receptions in a game against him in 1988. In fact, Mick, there was a stretch, and I have to go back and look at the stats. There was a stretch there midseason where he didn't even get a ball thrown in his direction on that side of the field. He was a total, complete shutdown corner, went on for many years. A great career with the Chicago Bears, the Bears. And here's you will know this, I'm sure, because you're a connoisseur of Clemson history, but I don't know that a lot of Clemson fans know this. He actually came to Clemson as a running back. And he looked in that running back room and saw Kenny Flowers and Terrence Flagler and Terry Allen, and maybe Stacy Driver was still around in that era. And he said, I think I need to play another position. And that turned out to be pretty good for him and Clemson.
Two-time All-American, 87 and 88. A phenomenal cornerback, a shutdown cornerback. And he was one, he just locked down half the field. That was it. You put him out there to do his deal, and that was it. Also made the All-ACC team a couple times in there, played a long time with the Bears, and had a lot of success there. And Donnell Wolford, one of the all-time greats from the state of North Carolina, by the way. I remember his recruiting and how Clemson, I think South Carolina was in it. I think, I could be wrong about that. But Donnell Wolford, one of the all-time best. And that kind of led to that era to where he gave way to, I think, another great one, Dexter Davis. And then Andre Humphreys of the world, and the Dexter McCleons of the world. And Clemson's had a long-standing cornerback tradition there, but it was you got to go back Rod McSwain maybe right before him, but it's almost like Donnell Wolford was the one that kind of set the cornerback tradition at Clemson moving forward, and the Ty Hills did the same thing.
Yeah, no doubt, and he was also an extremely good punt returner for the Tigers as well.
Oh, what an athlete!
Averaged
man.
A bunch of yards. Yeah, a couple touchdowns. I remember that. You mentioned Dexter Davis. The big pass breakup at the end of the Oklahoma game there in the
as a freshman,
Bowl,
a true freshman starting, and he did an unbelievable job there. But Donnell Wolford he's Fayetteville, North Carolina guy, over at Douglas Byrd High School, and spent those
now
nine,
I know.
Years.
Yeah. I know Sam, and they were people. You guys were talking a little bit about defensive line and Peter Woods and all that, and I'm all in. I mean, hey, let's see what they can do. But, you know, we talk about the standard, you know, maybe the standard is Cleveland Farrell and Christian Wilkins and all that. I think the standard was set during an era when Brinston Buckner roamed the defensive line. He was part of two of Clemson's greatest defenses ever. Yeah. I think the 1990 defense finished number one in the nation, maybe, in total defense. Just a absolute beast of a football player. He went on also to play at Pittsburgh. By the way, I think he played – I know he played with LaVon Kirkland in Pittsburgh. They may have won a Super Bowl together in Pittsburgh. But a great Clemson Tiger, Brinston Buckner.
He was with the Steelers from 94 to 96. I got to look and see and make sure I'm right by that. But Brinston Buckner was an athlete. He was a 300-pound guy that just moved like a 250-pound guy. Like, he was playing – he's a defensive tackle that moved like a defensive end. Just an athletic guy. And, yeah, he kind of set that tone for all those great ones there. And another thing, he was fun. You know, like fun-loving. Liked to run his mouth a little bit and talk a little bit, but just had fun of it. He reminded me – see if I'm right by saying this. He reminded me of one of my all-time greats, one of my all-time favorites. Ray Brown. That, yeah. Ray was always fun. Brinson kind of reminded me of Ray Brown a little bit. And that he was always, it was, you know, he was the life of the party. He was in the life of the locker room. You needed a quote, you go straight to Brinston Buckner. He didn't mind giving you those quotes. What a football player.
Yeah, he redshirted in 89, so he was on the 90, 91, 92 teams. And actually, I mentioned he played on the same defense as, of course, LaVon Kirkland, but LaVon was a linebacker. He was on the same defensive line as the late, great Chester McLaughlin.
Oh,
so
man.
That was a pretty stout defensive line back in that day.
Rob Bodine was on that line.
I mean, the bar is pretty high.
Yeah, that 91 team, Rob Bodine was on that line as well. Those were football players.
Yeah,
man.
Talk about a workhorse.
Yeah, defensive line knew right there.
And my final one from this era, and I know, and I don't know if you'll have time to give any of yours, and I know you wouldn't give this one because he's a friend of yours, but I think one of my all-time favorite Clemson Tigers from any era, Rodney Williams, who I think is still the winningest quarterback in Clemson football history, and that was during 11-game seasons. One of the reasons I loved him the most, first of all, he could run the option, the triple option, to perfection, just a master at it. And as his career went on, got better throwing the football. It took a lot of heat for the passing game during his career, but as he progressed in his career, got better at that. But I don't know that there's any better story, Mickey, than the redemption of Rodney Williams from 1987 in Columbia. Of course, he was an Irmo guy from down in Columbia. And the chants that night, the howling Williams-Brice Stadium with the Rodney chants, the Rodney just echoing through Williams-Brice Stadium as the Gamecocks beat Clemson that night. And the redemption of that to go the next year and be the MVP versus the Gamecocks in a great game he played in 88 in his final game in Death Valley. I don't know that there's a better story in individual player story in rivalry history than Rodney Williams.
There was the 87 game. People didn't realize that he was hurt and sick that week and didn't practice. Going in, and that was a very good South Carolina defense, though, by the way. That was a great defense the Gamecocks had there, and that was a tough night to play there. And then the next year, obviously, the redemption tour, to him to come off the field, to be remembered that way. You know, people don't realize he broke his jaw against North Carolina as a freshman, and just tough, man, like just tough. I was a high school teammate. Like, he was not an option quarterback in high school. Like, he learned how to read the option. Wasn't the greatest athlete, but he learned how to read that and learned how to make those things. And and still to this day, there's no bigger supporter, there's no bigger fan, but it was that toughness factor, man, the guy that you knew you're getting everything from him every single game. And winning. Yeah, winning, no doubt about that.
Well, winning's the number one thing, isn't it? That's why you play the game.
Yeah, not the most talented, but, boy, you talk about you got to have it in fourth quarter. You got to have it, you know, the guy to get it done for you. No doubt he did that. I enjoyed those. We're going to do three more next week.
Let's do them next week. Hope you guys have a great week, and y'all got plenty to talk about because it's talking season.
It
now.
Is.
We're not winning any football games. We're talking about winning football
well,
games.
Well, when we come back, we'll do a win game for about six teams, and I predict about, I'm going to let you go quickly. I predict Georgia Tech 11-1 and beating Georgia yesterday, so can't wait to hear from Georgia fans today.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Holy smokes. Well, I look forward to listening to it. You guys have a great week.
All right, buddy. Be careful in upstate New York. Scott Reimer talking to some three great Clemson players there. Short break. We'll come back. Win game Friday, hour number two right after this.